Welcome back to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. This is your host, Amos Medford. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope everybody's having a good summer so far. I don't know if it's officially summer yet or not, but it is here in Florida. It's been pretty warm, but we've been having a good time here. Had a great Father's Day yesterday. Got to visit my dad, so hope everybody had a good Father's Day yesterday. Or whenever you're listening to this, if that applies. So appreciate that, and all the work that that my dad has put in, and many others doing the same. So it's going to be a good day, and got an interesting episode on tap. So looking forward to sharing this one with everyone. We had Jimmy George on of Scent Assassin. So scent control and things like that are a big topic, and you know, any as far as my opinion on it, you know, I'm for anything that helps. So it's pretty cool to hear what he had to say about a product that he uses and now sells, and it did not start out that way. So he kind of gives the story of how they got going and involved with it. It's kind of an interesting thing. So I think y'all will enjoy hearing that part of it. But beyond that, some pretty amazing hunting stories. So looking forward to everybody hearing from Jimmy. Make sure you check out what Scent Assassin has to offer. I think it's on Amazon, Walmart. They have their own website, obviously. And you can follow along with them on Instagram and I think Facebook. So check out Scent Assassin. And we're going to jump right into this episode here in just a moment. Today's episode is brought to you by Anabolic Grow, and they have some great scientific research that you can hear about in episode 26 that I did with Todd Karen. But simply put, Anabolic Grow's products will bring higher yields, better nutritional content, and maximized habitat for the wildlife that's utilizing your property. So whether you're doing some quarter acre food plots or some half acre food plots, or you've got dozens of acres of corn or whatever it may be, soybeans. We all want to just maximize the work that we're putting in. That's where Anabolic Grow comes in, helps you do just that. So make sure you check them out on Instagram and their website as well. And just use the code WannabeHunting10 if you want to save a few bucks on that order as well. So check out Anabolic Grow. We appreciate their support. As always, thanks for listening. Let's dive into this one with Jimmy George, Scent Assassin. Welcome back to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by Jimmy George of Scent Assassin. And we were just chatting a minute ago. I think we're both on our lunch break, but I appreciate you taking some time to join me, man.
Hey, man, anytime. I got all gussied up and shaved and everything to look good for this interview.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. You know, I don't know. I think I have a face for radio, and there is no video involved, but I appreciate you taking the extra effort, man.
I have a face for radio also.
I hear you, man. Well, it's been cool talking to you, you know, a little bit over Instagram, and, you know, we chatted the other day, so I've enjoyed getting to kind of learn some of what you've got going on. You know, for folks who may not be familiar with you, you want to kind of give maybe where you're from, how you got into hunting, and, you know, we'll take it from there.
All right. Well, I'm from Charleston, West Virginia. I got into hunting. I was like, my grandpa would babysit me and couldn't find a babysitter. So he would tote me on his back when I was like 2 years old, squirrel hunting. So I've been in the woods ever since I was a baby.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, and then I got into, like, bow hunting when I was probably 12. And it's just been going by, like, learning by – my dad didn't bow hunt, neither did my grandpa. So I basically winged it and watched videos and just other people that I knew that bow hunted taught me how.
Right. you know, from squirrels to what you do now, what is probably your favorite – you know, species of animal to actually hunt? Do you have a favorite?
Obviously whitetail deer, but I believe I would rather shoot a bear with a bow over a big monster buck any day.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, bear hunting is something I've never done, but it's there's not a season here in Florida, but it's very, very interesting to me. I've heard a lot of guys talk about, you know, how cool it is. You know, quite an experience.
Yeah, like it seems like a bear, like every step they take is with intent. They have, I mean, it's all precise. They're trying not to make any noise. You just got to see one in the woods to really understand it.
Right. Yeah. And go ahead.
I said they're just amazing. They're an amazing creature.
Yeah, no doubt. And I've seen videos, you know, of guys like hunting them on the ground. And that seems like scary stuff when they get close. I don't know. I feel like I'd be nervous.
No. It's a rush, I can tell you that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure that's a lot of what it is, but man, that's pretty cool. Now, being from West Virginia, have you hunted out of the state much, or you mostly hunt there?
I mostly hunt here. I went to Kansas a few years ago and hunted at an outfitter, and it was totally different, man. There's mountains here to hunt, and like out there it was flat and the wind constantly blew.
Right.
So, but I like hunting the mountains.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's cool. I've been through West Virginia a couple times, and it's I don't know. I thought it was really, you know, really pretty state. Very cool. So maybe one day I'll get up there to hunt.
Yeah, come on. We'll take you.
Awesome. I appreciate it. My brother lives in Virginia, and not terribly far away, but kind of in the Lynchburg area. But I hunted up there for the first time last year, and that was the first time I had been ever hunted out of the state of Florida. So it was definitely different. I mean, he's not in the middle of the mountains like that, but to me it was mountains, you know.
Yeah, I've actually worked down from Clifton Forge into Richmond when I first started on the railroad, and I seen some really big bucks over there around Lynchburg.
Nice.
But that's from the train.
Yeah, good to know. I know there's some big ones up there, and they've got such a high population up there. It's kind of a crazy, crazy situation. You know, some of those cities up there like that, you know, they really want to get people, you know, like archery tags for the city and stuff like that. So it's crazy, you know, stuff I'm not really familiar with down here in Florida, but it's a good problem, I guess, if you're hunting.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, sort of. I mean, it needs to be controlled. You know, that's like everything, you know,
yeah,
all ties in. But that's kind of cool, you know, starting young, you know, hunting squirrels with your grandfather. That's cool. And then kind of picking up the bow hunting, you know, on your own and really learning, you know, kind of DIYing it. But, you know, you have a Scent Assassin is a company that you co-own, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I've heard podcasts like series on scent control. You know, one guy says don't worry about it, the other guy swears by one brand or the other, and you know, stuff like that. And you know, to me, I look at it almost as like, if I can get an advantage, I'm gonna go for it, you know. But could you kind of talk about, you know, your view or your experience with scent control, given that you have the company there?
Well, like, I totally believe in it, because especially for a bow hunter, you want to play the wind, obviously, but to get the whole idea of bow hunting is to get super close to make a good ethical shot.
Right.
And if they smell you, obviously they're not going to come close. But like, I've tried, when I was younger, I did the whole stuff from Walmart and things like that, you know, but once I found this, the Scent Assassin, man, there was no turning back. I was getting closer to deer. They was more at ease whenever they was around. If they knew I was in a tree, it's like, they couldn't smell me, but they knew I was there, but they still would come in, and I could most of the time get a shot.
That's awesome.
to have the bears get as close as what they have been. Like, on, there's a video on my Instagram of a bear. Jason and I was out actually testing our body wash and laundry detergent. And, like, it's the middle of the day, and I was actually laying in on the ground asleep, and Jason was he was filming for me, and he's Jason is one of the other owners also. Mm-hmm. But he was asleep on his chair, and like, he just starts kicking me. He's like, "Hey, man." And he just was going with his eyes like pointing outside, and I raised up, and like, there is a sow and a cub just right there. Like, they was probably 4 or 5 yards from the blind at first. And then like, this sow, she comes around and walks over to the window and goes back and checks on her cub. And then she comes right back and sticks her face in the blind, in the hole. And like, she pans up, and when she's, you can see it in her eyes on the video, her eyes get real big when she sees the, when she sees the lens on the camera. And like, she didn't, I don't know what she'd have done if she didn't see the camera.
But she, yeah, that's crazy. That's pretty awesome too. And I mean, catching it on camera there, you know, obviously people could say it's a one-off or whatever, but that's a wild animal. And and like you said, they don't act like that when they smell you.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Kind of going off of that, you know, there's like the scent, I guess the stuff that has like no scent to it, that's just supposed to kill your scent. And then of course there's cover scents and stuff like that. What kind of products and stuff does Scent Assassin have as far as that goes?
All right. Well, we have scent elimination field spray, which is we have it in scented, which is earth and unscented. And basically, when you spray it on you, it kills like 9 odor-causing bacteria that your body excretes on your, you know, on your clothes to kill your scent, and it lasts. But our lab, they'll extract essential oils from plant matter and put it in with the scent elimination formula of ours, which is all natural, and that's how we get our earth scent to be so, well, it smells like the, it's the best dirt you'll ever smell.
That's cool. Very cool. And then I know you mentioned, you know, the detergent and like body wash or whatever.
Yes. And those are all unscented. I wouldn't want to go around smelling like dirt, like my body.
No, that makes sense.
But that's, we also have a bar soap, which is a soap on a rope. We've got wipes, body wipes, individually wrapped wipes. And we're working on new products all the time. So we've actually got our field staff testing some new products that should come out hopefully in January.
Okay.
And then we've got apparel also.
Very cool. Yeah, and I was we'll actually kind of come back to it at the end. But, you know, I thought the logo and branding and everything was really cool, which, you know, there's more than one brand out there, you know, so to kind of differentiate yourself and, you know, have something that looks cool, catch the eye, you know, I'm sure the branded stuff kind of, you know, shows that off. So I thought it looked pretty cool, man.
Can you hear? Yeah. Our Demon Deer logo, it really stands out, I think.
Yeah. And that's just what I was saying. I don't know where it cut off, but, you know, there's a lot of brands out there for a lot of things. And so that's kind of a cool, you know, thing to stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned there's a lab there, so I'm sure there's all kind of, you know, technology, but you mentioned that it kills, you know, like, you know, 9 types of, you know, odor producing bacteria and all that. That's, you know, that's, I can certainly say it's above my pay grade, but, you know, there's a lot of cool technology that, you know, that type of stuff is putting into play to help you.
Yeah. I mean, it's above my learning too, so don't feel.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, I did want to ask, you know, I appreciate you kind of explaining some of the products, but man, it's a hunting podcast. You know, is there a hunting story or two? I don't know whether it's old or the most recent or just a favorite for some reason that you just kind of like to kind of tell the story of.
Well, like the one that really stands out was actually whenever we was before it was Scent Assassin. I found this spray, and like it was the best smelling earth I'd ever smelled in my life. But my buddy at the local that owns the local bow shop's like, here, try this. And I took it out and used it. And I shot a doe. I was like, I think she was like within 5 or 6 steps of my tree. And she had no idea I was there. The wind was, the wind swirls real bad here too, but she didn't have a clue. And then, actually the following week I had went hunting around my house, and there's a lot of bears around there. So, you know, a bear's nose is really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. And like I'd sat there all day, and later in the evening, this bear comes out, and like I shot that thing at like 8 yards, and it didn't have an idea I was around. And like this day was wind, it was windy. And the wind was blowing right at it, and it had no idea.
Wow.
And like from then on, I was like, I was a total believer.
Yeah, no doubt. That's close right there for both of those. That's pretty awesome.
Well, and that the buck I shot this year, I shot it right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe in our sprays. I believe in all of our products. But this deer had me nervous. This is the biggest buck I've ever shot. And like this thing's coming at me, and the wind's blowing dead at it. I can feel the wind on my neck. And he's got his nose up in there. And he walks in within probably 6-7 yards when I shot him.
Wow.
And just put his head down and started eating.
Yeah, that's close. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it had me nervous. Like, I believe in my stuff 100%, but I was nervous.
Yeah, no doubt. Big buck will do that for sure. That's awesome, because I like hearing that type of range, because that's my range. You know, I'm a new bow hunter, so I'm like, yeah, I feel like I can halfway hit something if it's, 8 or 10 yards away from me.
Well, like everything that I've shot in the last probably 3 or 4 years, nothing's been past with a gun and a bow and all, or crossbow, everything nothing's been past 20 yards.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Very cool. Speaking of bow and stuff, I thought when you said you got into bow hunting, I thought I'd ask you what your bow setup is, just out of curiosity.
The one I have now?
Yeah.
I've got I actually bought a Bowtech Icon last year. And I've got an Elite Impulse 31 that I use also.
Okay.
It's an older bow, but I really like it. It shoots good.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I like it. I mean, there's, you know, a new one comes out every day from some manufacturer, I think. But if it works, it works.
Yeah, everybody thinks they've got to go out and spend thousands of dollars on the best bows. Man, Indians was killing them with sticks and rocks. You don't have to do that.
Right. And I liken it to, you know, like I'm terrible, don't get me wrong, but I like golf. And, you know, I liken it to golf clubs, you know. It's like, I'd shoot better scores if I got me a new set of golf clubs. And I feel like it's the same way with a bow. It's like, I could really shoot if I got me a nice new bow. But really, it's up to just, you know, practicing and learning what you got.
Exactly.
The actual work of learning it and working on it, practicing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have do you like fixed or... mechanical broadheads? You have something specific you lean toward there?
Mechanical, for sure. I like those. Have you ever heard of REK? REK?
Yes.
That's yep. Those are wicked. It's like you take a circular saw blade and throw it through a deer.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, I've seen those. There's another guy I follow with a podcast down in Louisiana who I think he talks about them sometimes. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you haven't tried them, try them.
I gotcha. Cool, man. Well, I kind of wanted to shift gears and dive a little bit more into like the business side. You know, I kind of have a little bit of the nutshell for today, you know, about how you got into it. And it was really interesting to me because, you know, you were telling that story earlier, talking about the scent spray you started using, you know, before it was Scent Assassin. You know, you already were a user and a believer. So that's kind of cool how it ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't mind kind of just giving a, you know, whatever detail you want to give on how that came about.
Well, like I said earlier, my buddy that owns the bow shop and our local bow shop, Kenny actually showed it to me and I used it. Well, like I was sold. And Jason and I, my business partner, we actually did do videos just fooling around for YouTube and stuff. And we tried to get a hold of them. We, you know, their number was on a bottle and stuff like that. We was just basically wanting to see if they'd work with us, you know, maybe air quotes sponsor us or something like that. Well, we never could get a hold of them. We reached out through email, phone, all that. Well, I just happened to be talking to my other buddy. And he's actually our business partner. And he's like, I showed it to him. And he's like, well, I know these people. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, I actually got to talk to him tomorrow. And I was like, he's like, what do you want me to ask him? I was like, I don't know. Just see if they'd work with us or something.
Right.
He's like, okay, I will. So the next day he called me. He's like, they don't want nothing to do with it. The selling it or whatever. He's like, they said that if you wanted to, we could brand it and sell it as our own or whatever. And that's where Scent Assassin started.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of some guys are, you know, I guess, you know, in the garage, you know, trying to think of what kind of business they want to start or whatever. And then sometimes, you know, something kind of knocks on your door. So it's kind of cool how that came about.
Yeah, it pretty much just hit us up beside the head. I mean, and like, I don't know. It's been an interesting journey.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I know it's not all glamorous. You know, we've been talking. We talked a little bit before I started recording, and you know, you're working a full time job and everything. You know, and you know, still doing this as well. So it's definitely some work. I was wondering if you know what your word of advice is to somebody who's thinking they want to be in, you know, the hunting industry, or you know, I guess that's the word people use for it, but you know, something like that. You know, any advice that you'd say for someone along that?
It's tough. It's a tough industry to get into, but don't get discouraged and just don't give up, because it takes work and it doesn't happen overnight.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Do y'all have y'all done any like trade shows or anything of that nature?
Yeah, we go to the ATA.
Okay. That's cool. I'm sure that's a good, you know, good place to find a whole lot of people. So that's
it's really good. It's good contacts. You get a lot of good contacts, and actually we're planning on doing a couple more this year. I'm not sure which ones, but or not this year, but the 2023.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, that's something for everybody to look out for, especially up that way. I was going to ask you kind of about the branding, and you know, you have two business partners, is that right?
That's correct.
So they're not on here, so I don't know if you want to give them any credit or not, but who came up with you know, the name and stuff? And
well, Jason Hansen, he, one of my business partners, friend. He's very, very talented when it comes to that kind of stuff. And he thought the name up, and we got a graphic designer to do the logo for us.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I like it, you know. I mean, there's all kind of branding out there, but, you know, it looks pretty cool. So that's awesome. How long did it take from the time that, you know, you said your one friend talked to them and they said they wanted to, you know, they'd be happy to turn over the sales to y'all or, you know, whatever, as far as that goes in the branding, you know, how long was it from that until when y'all kind of got it rolling?
Like to have a sellable product, it was, we tried to do it quick. So we was within probably 2 months. It was probably about 2 months.
Okay.
From the initial meeting with the chemist and all that. But like whenever we initially started our bread and butter is that natural earth, and we wanted it to have a shelf life, you know, in case we could get into a big box store or something like that, it needs a shelf life.
Right.
And we had to add a natural surfactant to it. Well, when we did that, it threw everything off, the smell off. So like me and the chemist is meeting, like it seems like I told you yesterday, it seemed like it's almost like a drug deal or something. Like they're meeting me at a gas station or something in the parking lot and getting in my car with like three vials. And it's like, here, smell these. And, you know, I'd be like, it needs a little more of this, this, or this. And then finally it was like 3 weeks or something. And we finally got it nailed down to like it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a funny story. You know, it's like, you feel like you're breaking some kind of law or something, but you know, it's just trying to get it done, you know?
It was pretty sketchy.
That's funny. But that's, you know, that's cool for, you know, people who, like I said, who might be thinking about trying to get into some kind of business. Now it may have nothing to do with scent control, but, you know, there's going to be stuff along the way that you're going to have to figure out, whether it's the scent formula like you had to do, or, you know, different people will struggle with different things, whether it's trying to get a website up and going, you know, if you DIY that, or either that, or you just got to fork out the money and have somebody do it. So it's kind of like an either or if you're just trying to get going.
Exactly.
But I think that's good for folks to hear. You know, good for me to hear, you know, just with the podcast and all, it's kind of like, you know, you gotta keep it going. You gotta keep plugging away. You know, that's part of the deal.
Yeah. You can't give up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's pretty cool, man. Kind of how y'all got started. I think it's unique. You know, it's kind of, I don't know, to me, it's a different story than what I've heard. You know, a lot of people, like I mentioned earlier, you know, just trying to figure out, either one, from a money-making standpoint, what business can I start? Or two, you're just trying to think any way possible they can get into the hunting industry, you know. But, you know, kind of you and your friends kind of – it kind of – so that's pretty – but what's the biggest focus you have now? You mentioned you have some field staff, you know, testing products, and, you know, I'm sure doing other stuff for you. You know, kind of what's the – what's the outlook, you know, moving forward for y'all?
Well, just more products. We basically want to be from the shower to the field. Mm-hmm. Everything in between.
That's awesome. Is it too specific if I ask if more cover scents are in the future?
Yeah, possibly. But we're working on actually, I can tell you, we're working on a deodorant now. Okay. And like dryer sheets.
Yep.
A few other things like that. Chapstick.
Okay. That's cool. No, I like it. You know, the goal to kind of cover, you know, head to foot, you know, from the shower to the field. So that's awesome, man. Well, I'm gonna let you go, and we'll probably both get back to work. But I think we kind of covered everything. But I do want to give you a chance. I have one more question for you, but I want to give you a chance. you know, if there's anything I missed that you wanted to talk about that I just skipped over or something, if you want to let everybody know where to follow you and all that good stuff, I'd love to give you that opportunity real quick.
Yeah, you can check us out on our website at sinassassin.com. My Instagram is Jimmy George_SinAssassin. Jason's is Deadleaf Media. And then our Sin Assassin Instagram also, and also Facebook.
Okay. Cool. Did I miss anything you wanted to touch on?
No, we're also available on Amazon and Walmart.com and stuff also.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Cool, man. Well, last thing I was going to ask you is I've been seeing on Instagram, what's the deal with the rattlesnakes, man?
That's just a hobby of mine, man. I just go out and catch them, take a few pictures with them, and then let them go. Okay. I don't kill them or nothing. What kind of rattlesnakes you got down there? Maybe I want to come to catch some of those.
I think they call them, oh my goodness.
Was it pygmy rattlesnakes or something?
I think they have pygmies, and I think they have copperheads down here.
Nice.
I run the other way when I see them, but
they don't want to bite you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know. Isn't that's mostly like people stepping on them and stuff, right? Is that? I mean,
yeah, they'll try to run from as much as possible, but I don't know. It's just something I like to do. I used to be terrified, absolutely terrified of snakes. Like I wouldn't get within 10 feet of one of them. And I've just overcome my fear, and now I'm kind of addicted to it.
Hey, I mean, it makes for some really cool pictures. So, I mean, I don't mind following along.
Keep watching, because you'll see more. Cause it's starting to get prime season.
Yeah, when it gets hot, I guess they're out and about.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I had to ask. I was like, man, I keep seeing these rattlesnakes. I wonder what to do.
I guess I got something... something not right or something. I don't know. I guess my elevator don't go all the way to the top.
Got a little, what was that guy? Got a little Steve Irwin in you or whatever.
That's right.
That's cool, man. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with me today, man. I know that's the first podcast, you know, for you. And, you know, I appreciate you, you know, coming on with me and talking about, you know, some hunting stuff and what y'all have got going on at Sin Assassin. I enjoy getting to hear more about it, and I appreciate it.
Hey, buddy, anytime.
I just want to thank everyone once again for tuning in today and listening to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. And we appreciate so much the support and everyone who's following along with us. So we appreciate that. And we do hope everyone's summer prep for deer season is going well. Anything else you've got going on, hope it's going well. And we appreciate that. You can always shoot me a message on Instagram if you have an idea for a topic or a guest on the podcast. We always appreciate that. And, of course, we'll see what we can do as far as scheduling goes. And I do want to say that I appreciate Jimmy George coming on. Appreciate him shedding some light on scent control and, you know, how he's experienced it. You hear all kind of different things about that, so definitely interesting to see, you know, what his perspective was. They have some really cool stuff. Like I said, I thought the, you know, the design and stuff they had was pretty eye-catching, pretty cool. And so I'm gonna give their products a try, see how it goes. So I appreciate them, you know, definitely helping out with that, but I appreciate him taking the time out of his schedule to join me for that episode that we just heard. And stay tuned for more, as always. But if you enjoyed the episode, make sure you jump on, leave a rating and review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. And share it along with somebody else if you enjoyed it. Let them know about the podcast. Thank everybody who's shared and done just that. So thanks again for following along and listening. And as always, honor God, work hard, have fun, and keep on hunting.